Yeah, so when I was looking at it, I'm like, you were my use case in mind of the Pro. I'm like, dude, I don't have any long runs of coax or anything that I need to locate a fault or anything on. Like, everything I have is exposed for the most part, except for the cable at my house that, in theory, should never go bad because it's in my attic. So I was like, you know what, the 500's perfect. I wanted UHF just because, like, installing in a truck, for example, like, I still haven't swept my truck, the new truck. So I swept it with a Nano VNA, and I think it's good, but I don't trust the Nano VNA. That's why I ended up just returning those little single-band UHF antennas because they were just, they were all over the place. Like, I couldn't get a reading. Each one read different. It's depending on how far I screwed it on, I'm like, screw this 2x4 on. So that's my use case for UHF. Other than that, I'm probably never going to use it. But, yeah, I was telling Anthony we're cutting dipoles with just a binding post, the BNC binding post, my little carbon 6 mask, and some 26-gauge silicone wire this weekend. And we were able to dial that thing in on the wind link frequency, like, 115. And I was like, Jesus, like, how easy is that?